Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Ten years after Sheila Eddy and Rachel Schoaf took Skylar Neese's life, Rachel appeared before the parole board, facing an audience of three. Normally, the victim's family is physically present at such an event. But due to the pandemic, Lakin patched the Neese family and friends into the hearing room over the phone. They couldn't see their daughter's killer in person, but they heard what she had to say for herself. After Rachel was finished, her father, Rusty Schoaf, spoke briefly, first acknowledging the niece's sorrow and their loss. He then went on to cite Rachel's prison education and religious faith, and said if released, she would be loved and supported by her family. He closed, saying she'd been rehabilitated and she was not a threat to any member of society. Then the parole board offered Dave Neese a turn to speak. This time, he accepted the opportunity. Through the phone, you could feel his raw pain and anger.
And you may go ahead and address the board at what you'd like for us to take consideration, please.
Ladies and gentlemen of the West Virginia Parole Board, thank you for the opportunity to tell you why this inmate should not be granted parole. Because of the malicious monster, my child will never get a limo ride to her prom. Instead, she got a ride in the coroner's vehicle. Also, there was no sparkling gown for Skylar, just a body bag. She will never have a certificate of graduation, only a death certificate, because of this inmate's actions. This cold-blooded killer is not sorry for the brutal murder of my only child. It's my belief she's proud she murdered my daughter in cold blood. The day after she plunged kitchen knives into my child, this devil was seen on a boat with a friend posing for photographs. The date of July 6, 2012 was chosen for a specific reason, you see. Miss Soap wanted the killing out of the way before she left for church camp, okay? Just another task to mark off her list, like standing over my child, and I do quote this, saying, "Die, bitch," as she took her last breath. Thank you for listening to me. I've got a little bit more. I wasn't there to defend my baby girl from this diabolical killer on July 6, 2012, but I'm here today to do everything within my power to make sure she stays behind bars. This inmate has proven that she is evil and mentally unstable. No one can fix that kind of madness. I believe if she's paroled, she will kill again. Murder is a game to this inmate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is insanity. This person has proved to be a narcissist and a dangerous person to society with no remorse in her soul. This inmate has destroyed so many lives when she murdered Skylar. This inmate is a rat who got a deal. That's the only thing that saved her from first-degree murder charges. Yes, she showed us where Skylar's body was. She's also the one that put her there. This vicious murderer sits here today asking for a second chance. Well, I want to ask you guys something. We're Skylar's second chance. She doesn't get a second chance because of the inmate Soap's actions on July 6, 2012. An accident is when you bump into someone. An accident is when you step on someone's shoe. This was not an accident. Thank you.
At this time, the board's going to a different site and we're going to deliberate, and we'll come back with our decision momentarily. So everyone, please stand by. Off the record.
From Waveland, I'm Holly Millay.
And I'm Justine Harmon. This is 3, Episode 9, Forever 16.
Once you've made the decision to commit a murder, the very next question you ask yourself, or your co-conspirator, is how? And while it's true to say Rachel and Sheila didn't have easy access to a gun, it's hard to believe they couldn't get their hands on one, especially in West Virginia, which ranks 3rd in household gun ownership and where gun laws are especially lax. Of all the different ways to kill someone, stabbing is the most intimate, even in the act itself. If you can, imagine using a knife and attacking someone 10 times or 50.
It's not our first inclination to stab someone. That's malicious intent. It's rage. It's just determination. And to me, you know, it's definitely very personal to stab someone. You know, the sounds that you'll hear, everything about a stabbing. You can shoot someone from any distance and it doesn't really affect you. But being that close, they had to be covered in blood and everything else. That's not an easy thing to be around. And I think they enjoyed it. I think they reveled in it whenever they were doing it. They were very, very close, which they had been close, but I think this brought them even closer. You know, blood bond and all would be how I would describe it. They've killed together. You know, they're together forever in that sense. They were the only two there. They planned it. And, you know, that bond, I think, scared Rachel more than it did Sheila. I think Sheila enjoyed it, that connection that they had. And I think that's the ultimate thing that made Rachel freak out was, oh, I'm with this forever, and it's never going away.
As the parole board deliberated over what they'd just heard, back on our side of the call, tensions were high.
Yes, I did. She was an actress in school, and she's going to be an actress always as to this crime.
And that garbage about being so young and she didn't know better. Where'd she pull that one out of?
They're going to make a decision real soon, I think. Thank
you. At this point, Tom addressed me directly.
I don't know if you heard, but we're waiting right now. Several people didn't get to speak, but I think it was clear that the board members were excellent and got her to admit things she didn't admit during the hearing, which was that she did premeditate it. She knew it was going to happen. She knew where the knives were. And that is completely different than from before.
Yeah. Can you hear me if I talk
to
you?
Yeah, now I can. Yeah, now
okay. I know you're with Mary and Dave. How long will you be with them? Can I call you alone afterwards so that I can recap with you? Because I didn't get a lot of the audio.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. We're just waiting. Let's wait for the ending.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects. at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Say big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
After just a few minutes, the three members of the parole board had reached a decision.
We're back on the record. All right, Ms. Schoaf, the board has deliberated, and at this time, the board is not ready to grant you parole at this time. We will see you again in May of 2024. At that time, hopefully no more write-ups or no write-ups at all. Just like you keep doing what you're doing, and maybe you have a better decision at that time. You will get a decision of this hearing sent to you as soon as it's completed, ma'am. Any questions?
No, sir. Just thank you for your
time. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Good luck. Off the record.
Yes. Okay, as you heard, it was denied.
Right after, Tom called me back and we spoke about what had just happened.
The headline should be a life sentence for the niece family.
Yeah.
And that's how I looked at it. And she was trying to get off, but they were stuck with this life sentence. And that is why, you know, when they asked me, well, why are you still here? And I said, you know, I wanted to be very supportive of Dave. I knew the three girls. I knew Dave. But as the closer we got and as things developed, we formed the bondship that as a parent who had a daughter, I could only imagine, you know, no, I can't even imagine. But, you know, that is how I approached it, as if it was my daughter. And we've become very, very close, Dave, Mary, and I.
Dave's younger brother, Michael, who spoke so lovingly about his niece, Skylar, at Rachel's sentencing, committed suicide in 2021. There's no doubt her murder played a part in his decision to end his own life. I asked Tom why this wasn't mentioned in Dave's statement to the parole board.
They talked to me about it, and they Mary decided she did not want to add that to it. I said to Dave and Mary that I don't want her to think that because of her actions, she still has control. You can't let her see or know anything about that, because that is the final straw of what they want.
Right.
Because then they still are controlling the situation and controlling you.
Rachel Schoaf came up for her first parole hearing, the parole board deciding no parole for her. Schoaf said at the hearing today she and the other defendant in the case had a romantic relationship. There was some fighting among the three friends that Skylar had threatened to expose their relationship.
Rachel was despondent after the decision. Stormy heard from her friend still in Lakin.
She was so distraught that she didn't make parole, that she didn't come out of her room all that day. She didn't call her mom. She didn't call her dad. She didn't call her brother. She didn't call nobody. She stayed in her room that whole day. Didn't nobody talk to her. She didn't eat that whole day. You know, whatever. She said that it shocked her hearing David Mary's voice after so long. Mind you, though, we're allowed to watch Snapped, Dateline, anything we want to watch. Anytime they're on it, we're allowed to watch it. You've heard Dave and Mary's voice on that. You've heard them say how you've messed their life up. But for you to hear it in real life is a different story.
Rachel Schoaf will be eligible again every year up until her release date of 2028. The same date Sheila Eddy will be up for her first parole hearing.
10 years after finding out that Skylar Neese was murdered by her two best friends, Morgantown is still trying to heal from the violence, the betrayal that destroyed the trust in a small town. The crime looms large here. At one point during our reporting, we wandered into the historic Old Stonehouse gift shop on Chestnut Street. When we mentioned why we were in town, the volunteer shopkeep's face changed. the store went cold. It was time to leave.
I don't want to say we never got over it. We're slowly, it's 10 years later and we're still getting over it because when it comes up, for example, the 10-year anniversary came up. Rachel was up for parole. And it brought back all the feelings. I mean, thousands of people signed this petition. It's like they still don't want to be, they don't want it to come back in our community. The community was so, that happens in Philadelphia, that happens in California, you know, that happens in New York City. Not here, not in, you know, lovely University High School or Morgantown High School. How could something like this happen and turn on each other and no one see it? And this, I'll call it the cancer that's in the other big cities, is now here. So now the realism hits, hey, we're not immune to what really is going on.
Star City Chief of Police Jessica Colbank agrees and adds another chilling observation locals have been forced to accept.
I think society and around here in the community, they were shocked that this could happen here, for one, and that these girls could do that because they're such pretty girls is what we kept hearing. You could be the most facially beautiful person with the most destructive demonic soul. And to me, that's how these girls were. It's not, everything isn't always as it seems. So I think that was the biggest shock for the community.
While Morgantown carries on, there are those who moved away. Kelly Kearns, who'd been like a second mother to Rachel, relocated with her husband to Laramie, Wyoming. And Kim Keener, the Shoaf's next-door neighbor, eventually settled in Florida, far away from the cul-de-sac with the haunted memories.
But that Morgantown, man, I'll tell you, I was born and raised there, but now that I've been out of it about 3 years looking back, I'm going to tell you that it's just really, after this stuff with Rachel, and just was not comfortable in the neighborhood anymore, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, my life was just wiped out from under me. I mean, just completely wiped out from under me.
Patricia Shoaf and Tara Eddy are both gone now, too. Before leaving town, Tara had Mike Benninger send a package to Dave and Mary Neese.
And it was a necklace, and I picked it up. And right away, I knew I saw it before. And the note said, Mrs. Clendenin was cleaning out her daughter's room and found this necklace and knew it didn't belong to her and thought it might be Skylar's. 5 years later, it was 5 years ago, I get the necklace and I look at it and I ask Mary, I said, Mary, I've seen it somewhere, where was it? And then it dawned on me when last time she hugged me goodbye, the necklace flew out and hit me in the chin. And I said, you watch that necklace, you're gonna give me a chin bleed. And she just giggled and walked in, you know. And to find that the Eddie girl took it off her neck after she murdered her. I'm telling you, that's serial killer stuff right there. And it's scary as hell, it really is. For somebody that young to be that evil, are you born with it or do you grow into it?
Dave Neese still sees his daughter everywhere. He talks to her all day long. One of the ways they keep her memory alive is through Skylar's Promise, a series of talks they give around the country to high schools and prisons to share their story and prevent what happened to Skylar from happening to anyone else.
Mary told me the other day, she goes, why do we keep doing this? And I said, I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. She said, Dave, every time I feel like I want to stop, 10 minutes later, something kicks me. I said, that's Skylar. She's not bashful. When she wants something done, she makes sure it gets done. And people may not believe in spirits or stuff, but I do. And I believe things don't always happen for a reason, but every cloud has a silver lining. And Skylar's death, as horrible as it was, took away from the world so much. I mean, she would have been, it's hard to tell. She might have been president of the United States. It's hard to tell with her. But one thing, Skylar was full of love, and that's what she wants on Earth. She wants love. And she doesn't ever want this to happen to anyone again. And I don't either.
Later, Dave texted me something written by his friend, Jackie Morgan. I keep it on my phone. I am often told how strong of a man I am. That is not a true statement. I do what is necessary to survive each day. Unless you have lost a loved one to a senseless and vicious murder, you will never be able to comprehend the pain faced every day as I waken only to remember once again that my daughter is no longer with us. It is as if I lose her again each and every morning. On a back road in Brave, Pennsylvania, my heart was ripped from my body, and I will never be the same again. While others my age share photographs of their grandchildren, my child is frozen in time in a school photo in my wallet, forever 16. I will never have the opportunity to walk her down the aisle as the wedding march plays and lift her veil to kiss her as I give her hand to another man. Her mother will never have the occasion to hold her daughter's hand as she labors to bring forth new life. However, as insurmountable as our loss has been, it does not compare to what was taken from Skylar. She had her life stolen from her before she could graduate from university high school with honors. She was never able to attend college and become the lawyer that she intended to be. Her kindness to those that were a bit different and to every living thing could have made a major impact on the world that she knew. The life of a spirited and loving young woman such as Skylar Neese, that is something that you cannot begin to grasp exactly what could have been. Absolution is not a possibility at this point in time. It is my honest assessment that it will never be a likelihood. Forgiveness is a process, a choice you have to make over and over until you are free of all hurt and pain. My precious daughter was not only viciously murdered by two individuals that she believed to be her most trusted friends, they also betrayed her on levels that a rational person could never comprehend. Due to sickness and evil, Skylar will be forever 16.
Skylar will forever be 16. It's the worst thing I've ever heard, but it's so true. You know, everybody else is showing pictures of their grandchildren, and you know, Skylar's frozen in time. It's so unfair. She didn't do anything to deserve that. Nobody does anything to deserve something like that.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Mary and Dave eventually moved away from Morgantown, too. Never allowed a moment's rest after the case was closed, they left Star City and now live just over the West Virginia-Pennsylvania state line.
Well, actually, it was a few things. Mainly, it was, you know, people knew where we lived because we'd celebrated Skylar's birthday, had a candlelight vigil there. So they knew where we lived. Well, then we would
we would come home from work and there would be people there waiting for us. And they would want to visit and, you know, bring us little gifts or just say hello or how are you doing? And at first, you know, it was okay. Well, then it's, as it continued, it gets on your nerves. You know, it's like, just leave us alone. And we would find stuff on our doorknob. You know, they would leave things with our neighbors that we didn't even know. Only, you know, that was pretty embarrassing. And and the fact that every time we turned around, you know, you saw Skylar. She loved to sit out on the deck and sunbathe, and she'd prop her feet up on the banister, and her and Lulu would be there in the sun, and, you know, Lulu'd hide under the chair away from the sun sometimes, but, you know, and she, even just walking past her bedroom door, it just got to be too much, and it was just time to go. You know, both of us knew it, and we just decided we wanted some place out of the way and quiet. So that's what we did. We moved.
Mary had a heart attack 2 years ago. She's since retired with other health issues. But she and Dave are strong. And having survived the worst of tragedies, they're still together.
And, you know, we have heard that so much about how couples end up splitting up. I don't know how. It's like, who would they lean on or depend on if they had split up? I don't understand. You know, I would think it would be more the other way, but you know, Dave says a lot that we helped each other. When he was down, I would help him through it. And when I was down, he would help me through it. And that is so true. Right. I can remember so many times just losing it for no reason, you know. And he was there and did the same thing, you know. He would come home and be all crazy and I'd have to calm him down. You know, it's just, yeah, we truly were there for each other. I couldn't have done it without him, that's for sure.
Even today, after so many years have gone by, no one, from the lawyers to the prosecutors to the investigators to the families involved, can understand how three beautiful girls, best friends, could collide in such a violent event. Sheila's attorney, Mike Benninger, who stated in court he could not find a reasonable defense for his client, has a theory that doesn't explain the why of what happened, but does address how, in another era, things might have ended so differently.
Had social media, cell phones, and the internet and cellular coverage not have been in existence in 2012, Skylar Neese would be alive today, it's my opinion. And here's why. These girls would not have said and transmitted tough talk, nastiness, their messages, back and forth, because they wouldn't have said those things to each other face to face, across the table like we're sitting here today, or within inches of each other. They wouldn't have done that, because that would be unacceptable conduct in a personal, interpersonal exchange in real time in each other's presence. That's my view of this. And once it gets to the point where it's cumulative, anxiety is cumulative, hatred, it adds up, it's a pile-on effect. And when you have two on one, as we did in that instance, it's a cumulative, it's a force multiplier in the military terms.
Many times during our reporting, I've returned to Skylar's Instagram page, which is still available online with the handle @high_as_the_sky. So many artifacts of her young life live forever on the page. a close-up of Lilu with the caption, "When my dog cuddles with me," a dusty rose sunset, Avon Naturals body mist in pomegranate and mango scent, a Jolly Rancher brand candle, a handmade beaded necklace. Also on the grid, Rachel and Sheila, the last image of whom was posted less than 2 weeks before the murder, with the caption, "I love summer." Like the items Skylar left behind, her Wendy's work shoes, her hair straightener, her diary, her goodie, and the bra recovered by the FBI, the things she immortalized on her Instagram feed seem both ordinary and infused with meaning. The intricate set dressing of a character whose life ended in the middle of the scene, forever waiting for someone to come back and claim them, to make them real again.
10 years later, Skylar's cell phone, the one they found in the woods at the murder site, remained sealed in a small Ziploc bag with the FBI tracking number still taped to the front. Open up the plastic bag, and the reflection from the mirrored screen is partially covered with dried mud. Skylar's fingerprints and nails cross the screen from her who knows how many unlocks of the pattern match. It's an LG phone, barely half the size of a teen's phone, in 2024. The FBI recovered the phone not far from Skylar's body. They most certainly were able to break into the phone, but now the nieces have it. The phone shouldn't work at all. After sitting in the wilderness for those 6 months, the SD card is missing, but the phone still turns on today and gets a signal. Dave has looked at the phone for hours and hours, haunted by the unknown memories of Skylar still locked inside.
Right. Saw a butterfly was right under there, and I walked over to read the bench, and it flew up out and into the sky.
Yeah, that's Skylar. You know, they left her in her element. She loved the outdoors. She loved the wilderness. And, you know, although something horrible happened here, she's happy. She's happy it is what it is now. Yeah. It's a place of love. And the people that did the bench put this grape thing up. And
beautiful.
Although I don't think they'll ever get anything to grow out here because the deer will eat it before it ever gets a chance to grow.
But Skylar would love that too.
Yeah, she would. She absolutely loved animals. I wouldn't even allow to kill ants, for God's sake. She would definitely put her foot down. I remember one time I had a fly land on me, and flies are annoying. And I went to slap at it like this, and I missed it. And she goes, "You're lucky you missed it. Take it outside and let it go." And I'm like, "How do you catch a fly and take it outside and let it go?" She goes, "Well, they don't deserve to die, Dad." And I said, she goes, "It's here on Earth for a reason." And I never really dawned on me what she meant until she was gone. And it was here on Earth for a reason.
Stay tuned for a bonus episode coming to you next week. Three is an original production of Waveland. The series is created and written by Holly Millay and me, Justine Harmon. The executive producer is Jason Hoke, who produced and edited the series. Associate producers are Lydia Horn and Leo Culp. Fact-checking by Lydia Horn. Sound engineering by Shane Freeman. Music by Robert Ellis. Studio recording at CDM Studios in New York and Wildwoods Picture and Sound in Los Angeles. Special thanks to Dave and Mary Neese and the city of Morgantown, West Virginia. If you love the series, leave a review and please tell your friends. Follow Waveland on Instagram at Waveland Media for more on this series and upcoming new shows. Thanks for listening.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.